In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord tells us today in one of the most disturbing sayings in the whole New Testament, unless a person is prepared to deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. We are to take up our cross and follow him. Three things are to be noted, at least. The first thing that the Lord says, unless a person take up his cross. Notice, we are to take up our cross, my cross, your cross, not the Lord's cross. He is not asking for help to bear his cross, to share his burden. No, he treads the winepress alone. It is our cross that we bear. Secondly, what precisely does that mean? What does it mean to take up the cross and carry it? It means not anything theatrical, some one grand gesture. It means a quite unobtrusive, daily, sacrificial life in his name. Remember the setting, although it wasn't read, but just before you had the great confession. Peter confesses the Lord as Son of the living God. The Lord pronounces a blessing on Peter. And then the Lord says how he is actually going to enact that lordship. He is going to be betrayed, handed over to the Gentiles, crucified. And then Peter, in a burst of fleshly protective sentimentality, says, no, let that be far from you, don't let that happen. And the Lord, who a moment ago had said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, now turns with quite uncharacteristic ferocity and says, get thee behind me, Satan. Now follows what the Lord's instruction. If you want to have a good time, if you want to seek your life, make that self-fulfilling, you lose it. The only way to save your life is to give it away, to invest it, but not just anyhow, not lose it carelessly, but to invest it in the Lord. For no one can be his disciple who doesn't follow him and take up his cross. And the Lord, in St. Luke, in the Lucan version, we receive the further comment, daily, who does not daily take up his cross. So not his cross, our cross. It's quite easy, of course, to wear the cross. Oh, we love to wear the cross, and who doesn't nowadays? You see it dangling from all sorts of unlikely earlobes in the world of television and fantasy. And we love to make the sign of the cross. There is, you see, there is a deeply ingrained tendency in religious natural man to substitute ritual observance for the real thing. It's so much easier to tear the garments than to tear the heart in genuine repentance. And the Lord asks that we are to take up our cross and follow him. I said it was not, this does not mean theatrical grand gestures that are asked of us from time to time, but a daily, daily living. I can't think of a more dramatic case, or sometimes, of course, it does have to be dramatic, not by our choice. But one of the most dramatic things that I recall reading is a case that happened in Soviet army discipline, where some soldier ran afoul of the discipline, and he was to be summarily executed by military firing squad. And his fellow soldier intervened with the commanding officers, please, execute me instead. When the commander said, why? He said, because he is not yet ready for the judgment of God, but I, as a Christian, am. We're not often asked in life to confront situations that dramatically, or in the aftermath of Peter's confession. Daily life is very humdrum and often boring, Nothing dramatic about it. Nobody notices. But that is where the where we are persistently to take up the cross and follow him. And taking up our cross means bearing the consequences of being a Christian in our calling. And therefore, our cross is custom made for us. It'll fit nobody else. It's made exactly for you and for me. The Lord wants it for our good. And we are to take it up and bear it in faithful persistence in our daily life and in our daily work. The common round, the daily task, will furnish all we ought to ask, says an old English hymn. And that means a thousand different things. It means putting other people's interests ahead of your own. It means honoring people, others more than yourself. It means turning the other cheek. It means forgiving. It means not holding grudges. It means being kind and considerate when that is the farthest thing that your fleshly impulses are indicating. It means resisting the flesh in so many ways. The flesh is seething in us with a thousand vices. It is seething with ambition, with vanity, with pride, with self-seeking, lust, greed, and every other way that we now like so grandly to call self-fulfillment. And this whole mythology, this whole world that is held before us as promising us rich fulfillment is only a continuation of the lie in paradise, where this beautiful, sparkling fruit was offered and the rot only was shown later when it was too late. But how can we in fact take up this cross? How can we in fact live in that way, a way that contradicts our every natural impulse? It is not possible by human resources. It is finally, thirdly, possible only by immersing our cross in the cross of the Lord. If our cross is separated from his, then it has no meaning. In fact, it isn't even a cross. It's called a cross only by relationship to his cross. Only through his cross does it become our cross. Otherwise, it is meaningless suffering and drudgery that leads to despair. But you know, when you do even lowly, menial service and drudgery for the sake of somebody that you love, it ceases to be drudgery. It becomes a pleasant task, no matter what it is in itself. And so it is with the cross that has been touched by his cross. If we live in him who has given himself for us, who has so liberated us, that we can now exclaim with St. Paul, I'm convinced that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Then there, by that, we are given also the courage to despise the world with all its shining allurements and with all its fetching temptations, and to see it for what it is, a grand deceit, and to resist this deceit in the name of reality. Because he who is in us and who is with us is greater than he who seeks to deceive us with the world. Richard Wurmbrand, who certainly knew a great deal about suffering, said, never be afraid of faithful sister cross. She will never betray you. The world is dangerous to us when she smiles and invites and promises and seduces. But when she frowns and punishes, then she is least dangerous to us. Then we know that we're on the right side of things. And so the only way in which we can possibly daily take up our cross and follow him is by being immersed in his cross into which we were baptized. And there have our cross so sanctified that it becomes no longer a heavy burden, but it becomes indeed a fulfillment of what the Lord has said, take upon you my yoke, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. For it is the gospel and the gift of God, not the law and his demand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.